If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Mark from Puyallup is. Mark, are you there?
I'm here.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Mark has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Ready.
Champagne and orange juice make up what cocktail?
Mimosa.
Correct. Who was the president during the outbreak of World War II?
Roosevelt.
Which one?
Franklin Roosevelt.
What fast food restaurant recently made bagel sandwiches available nationwide?
McDonald's.
Yes. Who played the title character in the 2023 film Wonka?
Ooh. Pass.
What do you call a female donkey?
An ass.
No.
Ooh. Pass.
The three signs of the zodiac, the three fire signs of the zodiac are Aries, Leo, and what?
Scorpio.
No.
Libra.
No.
Cancer.
No. Follow your nose, it always knows, is the slogan for what cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Correct. Peter Jackson is best known for directing what trilogy?
Peter Jackson. Pass.
What does a snake shed every time, a few times a year?
Skin.
Correct. Forrest Gump was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, but won how many?
What, repeat the question.
Forrest Gump was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, but won how many?
Six.
Yes.
Really? That was a good guess.
Should I give it to him?
I feel like that's probably one you can't give to him because time had really expired.
Wow. Taryn is not going to be on your side, Mark.
I didn't hear the question right at the beginning.
That is a
Sounds
first.
Like an excuse.
Taryn, you're always on the side of the caller. Well, you got 5 correct then, Mark. Hopefully that's not the decision maker because I would have given you 6, but... We're going to go by Taryn's rules today.
Ooh.
What? Taryn's rules?
Yeah.
You're going to have to give her a hug, though, Steve.
You'll like my rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Steve, are you ready?
Yes.
Champagne and orange juice make up what cocktail?
A mimosa.
Correct. Who was the president during the outbreak of World War II?
Oh, crap. Roosevelt.
Which one?
I knew you were going to ask.
I know there's 2.
Franklin.
Yes. What was what fast food restaurant recently made bagel sandwiches available nationwide?
McDonald's.
Yeah.
The goat of their breakfast sandwiches, if you ask me.
Who played the title character in the 2020 film Wonka?
Johnny Depp.
No.
Timothy Chalamet.
No.
George Plimpton.
No. What do you call a female donkey?
A donkey.
No. I wish.
A burro?
No.
A donkey?
No. The three fire signs of the zodiac are Aries, Leo, and what?
Capricorn?
No.
Sagittarius?
Yes. Follow your nose, it always knows, is the slogan for what cereal?
Fruit Loops.
Yeah. Peter Jackson is best known for directing what trilogy?
Lord of the Rings.
Correct. What does a snake shed a few times a year?
Its skin.
Correct. Whoo! And with that, Steve, you got 7 right. So either way, it would have been a win. 7-5.
Let's go. 3-0 this morning.
Sorry, Mark.
All right. Good job.
Thank you, my friend.
Good job. Another one bites the dust. Steve, you are so close. Another one bites the dust. On the title character in the 2020 film Wonka.
It wasn't Johnny Depp?
No. And you said Timothy
Chalamet,
and it's Timothy Chalamet.
Oh. Back to that whole pronunciation thing.
Euro versus Euro, right?
I said Chalamet.
I'm impressed you even guessed that, though.
I just know the name. I don't know. I don't even know what he looks like, to be honest with you.
He looks very young.
I keep thinking it's... I don't know why, but I keep confusing him with Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh, yeah.
They both have crazy last names.
That's true. Taryn, what do you call a female donkey?
I think her phone number is 867-5309.
Jenny?
Yes. Jenny.
And then one you didn't get to, Forrest Gump was nominated for 13 Academy Awards, but won how many?
Speaking of Jenny, one.
No, that would have been really sad.
Two.
No. If you'd done your 6-9 thing, it's six.
Okay,
you would have got it. But you won anyway, so congrats.
Did you ever meet anybody famous while flying?
Well, I mean, I did meet that Billy Joel while he was flying. I was waiting for my uncle, and he told me to go F off.
A magical memory for you, Steve.
Yeah, I've always wanted to have that moment where, like, you know, you're on a plane, and the next thing you know, sitting next to you is somebody that you actually recognize. Has that ever happened for you?
No.
Even in an airport? Like, have you ever met someone like, you know,
a
baggage claim?
No.
Or, no.
No, boring.
Danny, you have.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy, we got to hear about that soon.
So who did you meet while flying, Rockaholics? The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. Maybe it was a celebrity. Maybe it was just somebody really interesting. We want to hear that story. 206-803-ROCK. We'll take your calls after Bon Jovi.
The Daily Mix Show.
Who did you meet while you were flying? Maybe a celebrity or just someone very interesting? Call and tell us the story, 206-803-ROCK. And we're bringing this up because there's a story about how Las Vegas Raiders new head coach Pete Carroll was flying to the NFL Combine and ended up on the same plane.
Did you see the videos and the pictures of this and how funny it is that John Schneider was sitting in first class and Pete Carroll was in coach, but then ended up just like walking over there catching up. It's almost like an ex-husband running into his ex-wife.
Well, then Mike McDonald was also there, and he was asked about running into Pete and had this to say.
I hate to be like burst the bubble here, but I was not sitting next to John, so I actually didn't know that Pete was on our flight until I landed. To my knowledge, I guess him and John talked at length about, you know, all the things. So, but I didn't know.
Wait, what are all the things?
All the things.
Do you think he got jealous? He's like,
probably.
You're talking to him. What did you guys talk about?
But I didn't know. I didn't know he was on the flight. Honestly, sorry. Wish I had a cooler story.
I love Mike McDonald when he does these press conferences because he's just like, I got nothing for you guys. I'm sorry.
Wish I had a cooler story.
So who did you meet while flying? And we know that Danny says he has, and we're going to check in with him shortly. But first, let's chat with Steven from Port Townsend. Who did you meet while flying?
I met an NFL player named Lawyer Malloy.
Go Huskies.
And I had no idea who it was.
Oh, no, you didn't. Dude, Lawyer Malloy is one of the coolest guys. He played with the Seahawks, the Patriots. He was for the Huskies at UW. Was he cool to you?
Yeah, man. For some reason, my company booked me a first-class flight from Tampa back to Seattle. And there's a guy sitting next to me. He's looking at pictures of Ferraris on his phone. I'm like, what are you going to Seattle for? He's like, I'm going to pick up a Ferrari. Like, whatever, dude. And he gave me his card. I was like, oh, okay.
That is awesome. So one of my favorite memories is that we did like a celebrity like baseball game thing at the Everett Aqua Sox, and Lawyer Malloy was part of it. And he had to teach a few of us who are just terrible at baseball how to like kind of how to judge where the ball's coming in a fly ball situation. And honestly, within like 3 seconds, I was way better than I was before talking to him.
Drastically improved.
I still sucked, but I was less sucky.
206-803-ROCK. Ian from Ferndale, you didn't meet one person. You met an entire team while flying.
I did. How are you guys doing this morning?
We're doing great, Ian. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. You're going to love this one, Migs. Back in 1995, I was on a business trip with my dad back in Montreal. And the next morning, I was flying out to Vancouver. And on the commercial flight that direction, the entire Pittsburgh Penguins were on my flight.
Whoa! Are you a big hockey fan, Ian?
Oh, I'm Canadian. Absolutely, I am.
So wait, we're talking like Mario Lemieux?
Well, here, so my dad, myself, and another gentleman were sitting in three rows, or in the three seats on the left, and Pittsburgh Penguins were in front of us, to the side of us, in front of the person to the side of us, behind them, and behind us. Mario Lemieux, I think, was in first class. This was Jaromir Jagr's rookie season.
I was going to say, dude, that was a stacked lineup. I mean, you had Ron Francis, who's now the general manager for the Kraken.
And when we got to the airport... When we got to the airport, everybody was on Jagr. I mean, it was on Jagr, with all the reporters and stuff like that. And he was a D. I'll tell you that right now. He just didn't want to talk to anybody.
Well, you're not an attractive lady, because from the rumors we hear, a lot of ladies are on Jagr as well, which I think is still one of my great... Have you ever heard the Jaromir Jagr story?
No!
Some chick was trying to, like, blackmail him by saying, I have a picture of us, I'm going to post it, of me in bed with you. And he's like... Go ahead and post it. I'm an older hockey guy. I'm not married, and you're a hot younger woman. Like, do you think that's going to make me look bad? And I guess, like it totally backfired on
her. Oh, no. 206-803-ROCK. Marie on Highway 162. Who did you meet while flying?
I sat next to Roger Waters.
What? Did you get to have much of a conversation with him?
What?
No, but we traded snacks.
What was he snacking on?
Well, he's a major flyer, so Alaska gives him those special chocolates.
Oh, is that Theo chocolate? Or I can't remember.
I don't know exactly what they are, but they're special ones that they give to their, like, diamond flyers or platinum flyers or whatever. And he'd eaten all of his pretzel pack, and he wanted more pretzel packs, but the flight attendant didn't have it, so I handed mine over. So, we traded snacks.
I love that.
Were you too nervous to like strike up a conversation, ask him about Pink Floyd or anything like that? You're just like, yeah, I'll just leave the guy alone.
Well, at first I was like, who is this guy? I know who this guy is. And then about halfway through the flight, the light bulb dawned, because I'd watched his, I'd seen his video where he's playing solo acoustic guitar. And I was like, oh, and I looked at him and he looked at me and I was like, nah, I'll be cool.
Yeah.
don't freak out, man.
This text is, before we get the Danny story, this is so great. It says, fluid Jorge Garcia from Lost. I almost walked off the plane.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
Right, because of the movie, the TV show.
It's a little stressful. Danny, who's it that you met while flying?
So any 90s kid will appreciate.
Was it Topanga?
Amy Jo Johnson, who was the Pink Ranger from the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers.
Oh, my gosh.
It was on a flight back from California. We had gone to Disneyland, and we were sitting in line waiting to board. And I was looking at this girl, and I'm like, who is this? And I see her ID, because she had it out to like check in, and it just said Amy Johnson. And I was like, oh, my God, it's the Pink Ranger.
I thought you were going to say the ID was her Power Ranger ID.
That would be amazing, too. Pink.
Was she wearing any pink?
She was not.
And did you say anything to her?
I was just like, big fan of your work. And she's like, thanks. Got on the plane.
Okay. Just a quick acknowledgement.
Yeah.
I know who you are, but I'll leave you alone.
We know that you are a massive fan of music, Rockaholics, but do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to Dropkick Murphys and Bad Religion. They're going to be playing the Dune Peninsula in Tacoma together on July 24th. 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
The Daily Mix Show.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have been getting some great texts and calls throughout the morning, and right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So if there's something that we've talked about on the show that you would like to weigh in on, or if you have anything on your mind that you would like to discuss with us, give us a call now. 206-803-ROCK. And we have a texter that is wanting to challenge us to do something stupid.
Oh, we're always up for a stupid time.
And we're going to get to that in a minute. But first, we're going to check in with Old Man Kenny from Gig Harbor. And earlier this morning, we were talking about kids sneaking out or you sneaking out as a kid. Old Man Kenny, tell us about your neighbor.
He was 16 at the time. This is way back in the day. And he lived with his grandparents who were retired. And he would sneak girls up when they were asleep. But in the morning, he had to get him out of there, right?
Uh-huh.
So I work Saturday mornings. I'm heading out my front door one Saturday morning, and out of my left peripheral vision, all of a sudden I see tennis shoes, then I see jeans to the knees, then I see a pink coat, and a girl hits the ground. He used to take him out his bedroom window and lower him down and drop him to the ground.
Oh, my gosh.
Safety third.
I witnessed it twice. Oh,
man. The visual of that is hilarious.
Yeah. Like a nice soft landing, I'm sure.
It's, because earlier this morning we talked to, was it Adam? Because
yes.
I was mentioning how I started having like this moment of anxiety, like, well, how am I going to handle if Tatum ever sneaks out of the house? I'm like, but she's only five. I have plenty of time to worry about that. Like, we're in no rush to have to deal with what's the plan of attack with that. But then I believe I have the audio clip here. This is Adam telling us about how his five-year-old did sneak out of the house.
Got caught sneaking out.
That is correct. She's now 23, going to have her own daughter. But when she was five, her and one of her little friends that lived next door, and they snuck out about 11:30 at night and went over to the playground that was back behind the apartment. We found out they'd done it a couple of times before we figured out that they were doing it.
How crazy is that?
So crazy.
Imagine like being like, where's my kid? She's 5 years old, and then find out, oh, she's outside still playing on the playground with her neighbor friend.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Daniel from Tacoma, you want to talk about a mild inconvenience, which we've been talking about this off and on. Mild inconvenience in your life that drives you crazy. What is it?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So it's people like Sarah who drive 60 miles an hour in the fast lane. I don't care if you want to go the posted sign, but please, please just go over the slow lane. That's all I ask. Especially if I'm driving my big rig. I can't go into the passing lane. I'm sorry. Just please go over or speed up.
That is one of those instances where I realize we all don't think the same. Because I always just thought everybody has the same mindset of like, hey, if you're doing 60, get the hell out of the passing lane. Like, you know, let people who want to go faster go. Until we talked about this on the air many, many years ago. And I remember getting like messages and texts from people just like, it's the speed limit, not the speed suggestion. And some people are very passionate about the fact that they feel that they're absolutely in the right to do 60 miles per hour in the far left lane.
My husband does that, and it is embarrassing. I'm like, get over, dude. We should not be in the fast lane. This is not for you.
So you're the more aggressive driver in the household, would you say?
And the faster driver. I wouldn't say aggressive.
Okay. I'm definitely like the better driver.
Oh.
If you ask my wife, it's probably a completely different answer. We got this text message, and it's kind of funny, but they said, you guys like doing stupid stuff, which they're absolutely right.
Yes.
They said, I'm surprised you guys aren't doing your own small parade, like in like Puyallup or Stanwood, LOL. Definitely not Mercer Island, but you guys are so obsessed with that. Because we were talking about how obsessed we were with the world's smallest parade.
Yes.
That happens in
Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Yes. And we've talked to like the organizers, we've talked to people who have been there, and it just sounds amazing. So this texter wants us to now do our own parade.
Okay. I don't hate that idea.
I don't. Yeah. I mean,
would you be our Grand Marshal, Steve?
Do I get a hat?
Of like course.
What is it called? A wand?
Scepter?
Like, what is it called? A wand? If I get a hat and a scepter, I'm totally in.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Okay, I think that'd be awesome.
Okay, let's get working on
let's
it.
Let's get working on our parade.
What is St. Patrick's Day? Like, it's like, you know, a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
That is not enough time to put together a parade.
Maybe no. Maybe next chance. Year. Maybe next year.
Can I bring my chickens?
I ain't going to threaten you with a bad time.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And Andrew from Anderson Island ran into somebody on an airplane. Who was it?
It was Norwood Fisher from the band Fishbone.
Yeah.
We were just talking about this band because I know like Thrill from the Men's Room is a huge Fishbone fan. And I was like geeking out with him about the band. And I ended up like playing a bunch of songs for everyone in the room trying to figure out what song would get them hooked on the band. And I think we end up going with like Everyday Sunshine, which is a great song from that band.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. I'm a big fan of the classics, too, like Party at Ground Zero.
Yes.
You know, that's a good one to get things jumping. But yeah, I was a fan for, you know, I've been a fan for a number of years since, you know, like junior high school and coming from Oakland, just coming up here to Seattle to visit before we actually moved here to the area. Ended up on a really packed flight and I saw him in line, saw a guy with carrying a guitar, you know, and I'm like, man, that guy looks familiar. And it was completely packed. I ended up being the last person to board and the only two seats, there were only two seats left and one of them was next to him. And naturally I chose to sit next to him. I told myself, oh, I'm not going to act like a big fanboy. I'm going to keep my cool. But of course I had to just like talk to him because I'm sitting right next to
right.
him and ended up talking pretty much the whole flight. It was only like an hour flight from California to Seattle. So yeah,
that is awesome.
Yeah, he must have been a good dude if he didn't like put his headphones on.
Right?
He's like, hey, good talk, buddy. Because that's happened to me. Have you ever been on a plane where like some like you, whoever it is that you're sitting next to, and you're like, oh man, this person's like the conversationalist.
Oh.
And there comes a point where I'm like, I just want to close my eyes and fall asleep.
Put the headphones in.
And they're like asking all these questions. What do you do for a living? What do you do? What do you do? And I'm like, are we dating? I just want to go to bed.
Yeah, we are.
Apparently.
Migs, would you want Tatum to follow in your footsteps?
In what way?
Maybe
radio?
Yeah, or wrestling, or being in a band.
Absolutely with a band. I would love for her to play an instrument. I think she's going to, and I think it'd be awesome if she wanted to do radio.
Well, it sounds like the kids of the band Kiss might be starting up their own band. And will they wear the Kiss makeup, do you think? We're going to talk all about this at 9:50.
They want to make money.
The Daily Mix Show.
The sons of a couple of KISS legends, Paul Stanley and Gene Simmons, their kids, Evan Stanley and Nick Simmons, have apparently recorded 10 songs together already.
Yeah, I haven't really paid much attention to Gene Simmons' kid except for the reality show that they used to have where he was a part, but he was very young. But Paul's kid is in a band, Amber Wilde, and they opened up for KISS the last time they were here for that final farewell tour thingy. And they were great.
Well, they shared a sneak peek of one of the original songs they've been working on with the guitarist Jacob Bunton on Instagram, and this is what it sounds like.
Hate it.
I saw
Danny hates it.
I saw one comment said Alice in Chains meets Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young.
Oh my gosh. I was gonna say this has like that 70s easy listening rock vibe to it, but the harmonies are very
a little haunting.
Yeah.
I like it.
I mean, I would like to hear it actually recorded, not through like, you know, a cell phone on Instagram, but it's way better than I thought it was gonna be.
Well, the guys want to make sure that you know this, Steve Miggs. They will not be putting on makeup.
They won't?
They're not doing what their dads did.
I do love that. I'm looking at Evan's quote. He says, do I want to put on makeup and be baby Paul? F no.
That ship has sailed.
Yeah, I don't know if you want it. I don't know how well you'll do if you call yourself like the Kiss Kids.
No. We have all experienced bad guests at a wedding, yeah?
Oh, yes.
But this one might be the absolute worst. A guest in Vancouver got arrested not once, but twice in one night. How did they manage to do that? We're going to tell you during the Daily Migs download after Everlast.
The Daily Migs Show. Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Lawn. There's a 29-year-old wedding guest up north in Vancouver that got arrested not just once, but twice in one night because he's an idiot and decided that he was going to drink and drive. How about it was so bad that the guests at the wedding were like, give us your keys. And then apparently he fought back. So then the cops had to show up. They arrested him. They took him home. So you're like, okay, story's over. Didn't get in his car. Okay. Instead of sleeping it off, he Ubered back to the wedding venue. He grabbed his car, sped past the police station that just he spent some time, you know, he got arrested by. And he was doing twice the speed limit. He was arrested once again. He lost his license for 3 months. And I don't know if he's going to be invited to any more weddings.
And now you're like the biggest ding dong in the news.
What a dumbass.
Well, this story does not impact me because I got 3 eggs yesterday from my flock of chickens. But bird flu continues to drive egg prices way up. Denny's is adding a temporary egg surcharge. Other stores and restaurants are adjusting their prices, too. I think I saw Waffle Houses are doing like 50 cents per egg extra. So it's going to be spendy out there if you want your breakfast.
I feel like at some point, people just, maybe we'll just start serving cereal instead of eggs. Just be like, look, sorry, guys.
I got a cereal bar.
Oh, yeah.
In.
All right, it's time for us to get this going.
Okay.
We'll pull our money together. We'll start the very first ever cereal bar.
Okay.
And then we'll be broke by like 2027. Hey, Seahawks coach Mike McDonald, he was over at the scouting combine that's happening right now where all the teams are just checking out some of these potential draft picks that are going to be happening. And he did a press conference yesterday. And, of course, they were asking about, like, you know, who have you seen and what are you into, the offensive line stuff, blah, blah, blah. But also he ended up mentioning DK Metcalf, and I think a lot of DK Metcalf fans will be happy to hear, at least according to him, he has plans to use them. So the whole trade rumors thing, and even John Schneider kind of disputed it. He kind of like shot it down the day before. But here's Coach Mike McDonald talking about Jaxon Smith-Njigba, and then he ends up talking about DK Metcalf.
And then to Jax's credit, and you know, DK not being 100%, you know, throughout the, you know, probably the second, third quarter of the season, it speaks to Jax's development. But we want to get the ball to DK. We want to make sure that he's a focal point of our offense for sure.
Still curious what's going to happen with Tyler Lockett. I know like, they can't afford him, but does he? I mean, he's done so many Seahawk buddy deals. Does he do one more just to kind of retire as a Seahawk, or is he just like, which would be
awesome? I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, selfishly, of course, but also, I mean, if he wants to get paid, I think the guy deserves to get paid.
Want the best for him.
But he's making money with real estate as well. He should just play for free. I'll buy his jersey if he does that.
That's nice of you.
Yeah. Hey, as far as weather, it's going to be another nice fake spring day. 59 degrees.
Get your sunscreen out.
Look, the sun's already hitting us outside
I'm so
the building.
Excited.
The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.